December 3rd, Invisible Wounds. Have you ever gotten hurt and didn't realize it until a good while later? Most likely your adrenaline began to wear off, and that's when the pain set in. This is actually the case with some of our most severe injuries, which is why EMTs urge trauma victims to get checked out at a hospital, even if they initially claim to be feeling fine. In many cases, one of the first issues medical personnel will check for is a spinal injury. A damaged spine can have crippling effects, yet it's not a visible wound, making it more difficult to detect. And what about the emotional injuries we carry with us throughout this life? These are often hard to detect as well, yet they can be the most detrimental. Today we'll hear from Julia, a woman who experienced a lot of pain throughout her life, beginning with her time in England during World War II. She's here to share with us her true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
Those were hard times with air raids, rationing, and not enough coal to keep warm. Mom worked 10 hours a day, so my brother and I sometimes went to church just to get hot cocoa. When the war ended, I was a teenager, and I dated American GIs. At 21, they fell in love and married John, who took me to the States. After the excitement wore off, married life was dull, but we stayed together because of our son. Every time my husband left me, I would pray, asking God to bring him back. John retired and we bought a home. 2 years later, we divorced. I cried and cried and couldn't sleep and lost weight. Friends at work urged me to date, but after a bad experience with a drunk, I was afraid. Depression settled over me and I lost the will to live. In desperation, I called a local pastor who took the time to counsel me and help me pray for forgiveness and salvation. He gave me a Bible to read, and for the next 2 years, I grew in faith as I worshiped and studied God's word. I began asking God to bring back my husband, but he married another woman. At first, I was angry with God, but in the years since then, I've learned that his will is best.
Psalms chapter 147, verse 3 says of God, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." Friend, the truth is, each person carries within themselves a collection of invisible wounds, emotional scars from the hurts they've experienced. But these wounds are not invisible to God. In fact, He cares deeply about the pains we experience, and He grieves the effects of sin causing damage in our world. But even more so, He is actually able to heal our brokenness, if we will only come to Him. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.